Stefan from the BBC. Stefan, go ahead.
Joss, well batted. A clean sweep a year out from the T20 World Cup. How pleasing is that, and what shape is this team in?
Yeah, really pleasing. Sort of mission accomplished, really, to come in here with our strongest team, which was really exciting for us as a side, and to put in three really good performances and win the series 3-0.
What was going on at the end there with Dawid leaving himself 99 not out?
It's just winning the game, I think. He had a chance, obviously, in grade six from on 88 and that four. So it was not deserving of 100, wasn't it? But I'm pretty sure he'll be happy with 99 out.
You're part of the leadership group. What can you tell us about the information that was coming from the analyst? What's the thinking behind it? And is it something that you're going to stick with going forward?
I think a little bit of an experiment for Owen and Nathan. They obviously work closely together, working on analysis and things. And I think just a little bit of help to sometimes a little bit of a suggestion of what matchups are going on at the game. But Owen's one of the best captains in the world, and he's a fantastic instinctive captain as well. So there's a nice balancing act going on.
And can you draw any parallels to the 12-month period leading up to the 50-over World Cup? Can anything be learned, or is it completely different?
Oh, no, certainly things can be learned. I thought the role clarity we had as a 50-over side, pretty settled team that, by the conditions, nearly picked itself. So that was a great place to be, and that's what we're trying to build in the T20 side. Obviously, it was fantastic for these three games to have all our players available. I've seen T20 guys go off and play in franchise tournaments, which is a huge bonus as well. And that brings a lot of confidence to the team. You know, someone like Jofra Archer being the MVP of the biggest T20 tournament in the world gives us a lot of confidence as a dressing room. Other guys performing so well in different tournaments all bodes really well for us as a side.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll go with the Rory at Press Association, please.
Just to finish on 1982, back to his class because he cocked it up the maths in his head. Does that actually speak very well of him and yourself in that partnership, that it was just before getting in line?
I don't know how much I believe. There was a big scoreboard that had his how many runs he was on, so I'm sure he must have had a glance at it at some point. I don't know. I usually know how many I'm on when I'm looking around at the scoreboard. All credit to him. He played a fantastic knock. His consistency has been unbelievable since he's come into the side, and just a continuation of that today is brilliant.
Lost you. You there?
Yeah.
And just on your own knock.
Can you hear us?
Just on your own knock, Joss. We talked a few times at the start of the series about all the various people who were queuing up for that opening slot. You still prefer to bat there for England, Neil? I know that you obviously had to move down for Rajasthan, and you were keen to try something different there.
Yeah, absolutely love opening the batting. I feel like it's the best place to bat in T20 cricket, and so do about 10 other guys in our side as well. So, it's great to have so many options, great to have so many top players all pushing each other, and it's great to have the flexibility for us as a side to just sort of pick and choose what order we put together.
Who would like to go next, please? Yeah, go ahead, Dean, and then we'll go with John.
Hi, Joss. What a play tonight. I mean, a lot's been made of England's batting and being able to kind of set whatever you can or chase whatever you can. But I guess with the bowlers have done a pretty good job in this series up to now. I just wondered what your thoughts were on kind of three of the main protagonists. Adil, again, just setting the standard with his leg spin. Jofra actually getting a bit of tap tonight, and then CJ getting that record all on his own.
For the bowlers, they say it's a thankless task all the time in T20 cricket. The margins are very small, as we saw on a really good wicket tonight. Like I said, Adil's been fantastic for us for a long period of time. A wicket taker, but even when he's not taking wickets, actually bowling economically and creating a lot of pressure for guys at the other end. Like I said, Jofra, no more expensive than we've become accustomed to, but I think that's because he's set such high standards for himself and things like that can happen in T20 cricket. And the whole dressing room is delighted for Chris Jordan. He's one of the great guys in our side. He works so hard at his craft. He puts in a lot of effort, hours and time. He's a fantastic bowler for us. So everyone's delighted for him to become the leading wicket taker in T20s.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with John Etheridge, please.
Joss, hi. You played the same 11 in all three matches. Meaning, obviously, you know, the likes of Wood, Moen, Billings didn't get a go. Was it tempting to perhaps to switch it around, or did that show a sort of a kind of ruthlessness that winning is always the first priority?
Yeah, I think we've got a great, fantastic squad of 15 guys outside, and winning is always really the priority. And at times, obviously, it's exposure to others, but having everyone here available and in these conditions, wanting to sort of nail down the strongest team for these exact conditions. I thought that was a great way to go for us as a side and get time all together. I think it's really important to build time together as a side. A lot of us have played a lot of T20 cricket, but to play as an 11 for England and a year out from the World Cup will stand us in good stead.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to finish with Nick Holt.
Hi, Joss. England gone to number one in the world in 2020 rankings. I mean, do the rankings mean much? I mean, or is it, you know, a good sign? Obviously, it's a good sign for the World Cup a year from now.
Yeah, to an extent, they mean something. It's fantastic for us as a side to achieve that status. Going into the 50 World Cup, I know there's a lot of research done on the teams who win it generally come from the top one or two in the world. Play at home, so that's obviously an aim for us to try and achieve that in the rankings, and it's really a result of us playing good cricket. Exciting for us to know playing well and putting ourselves and to become the number one team, but also to get us limitations for the side and to a thirst for continuous improvement and healthy competition in the team with an abundance of fantastic players. So, keep that together and push us on.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. Have a good evening. We've got Mark Wood tomorrow, 9:30 GM.